Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy, and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:33, up 7 1/4 on the open. March, 5:48, up 5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:04, up 7 on the open. March, 5:21, up 2. May, 5:04, up 1/2. July, 4:80, up 1 1/4 on the open. December corn opened at 3:57, up 6 on the open. March, 3:72 1/2, up 5 3/4. May, 3:79, up 6 1/4. July, 3:85 1/2, up 6 1/2. December, 3:59, up 2 1/4 on the open. December oats opened at 2:68 1/4, up 3 on the open. March, 2:79 1/2, up 4 1/2. November beans opened at 6:62, up 7 1/4 on the open. January, 6:74, up 6 3/4. March, 6:86, up 7 1/2. May, 6:89 1/2, up 4. July, 6:98, up 5 1/2. September, $7, up 4. November, 7:05, up 4 1/2 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 1:99.80, up 2:40 on the open. And January at 200 even, up 180. December soybean oil opened at 27.87, up 20 on the open. January, 28.27, up 26. At the Merck, November feeders open at 99.52 1/2, down 10 on the open. January, 95 up 5. March, 93.50, down 12 1/2 on the open. December live cattle open at 85.10, down 20 on the open. February, 88.40, down 52 1/2. April, 88.85, down 32 1/2. June, 85.45, down 32 1/2 on the open. December lean hogs open at 64.20, down 42 1/2 on the open. February, 67.30, down 30. April, 68.90, down 30. May, 72, down 60 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.10, up 25 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Question for you. I wonder how much in your mindset you believe that what we're seeing in this run-up in both beans and corn is more of a finance game, a money game, funds moving massive amounts of dollars around, more than anything that really has to do with underlying fundamentals, and I bring that up because of the report tomorrow.
You know, I think that that's a legitimate question. I think the real thing that has caught people, there are probably parts of the industry that aren't covered very well, and we're continuing to hear reports of drastic yield reductions on some private surveys of corn plot data with some seed companies, and that's probably an issue. The other issue that's jumping out at us, and it happened, the same logic occurred in the corn runaway market, is that if we do have 6 million more acres of corn, we'll probably have 5 million acres less beans, and therefore the bean market is experiencing what the corn market occurred early in the summer. We are observing a tremendous amount of fall tillage going on, of tillage of corn stalks. People say, well, we're doing it and we can there is a debate in the farm industry whether it's 10% more corn acres or whatever, but we are seeing a massive amount of fall tillage. People are basically saying that, you know, beans come up quicker with tillage and instead of just pulling it into a corn stalk field. The general impression is this is a very dynamic market. It's very excited. You know, the phones are ringing off the hook. We have, you know, I've had calls from people that are along the market four and five times even before the opening, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. So there is a great deal of interest, and we will confirm that issue with you, that people are very interested. They're very thankful to be long, and they're pretty happy about, you know, the stock market and also the commodity market.
Well, let's see if I can get at this question another way. Tomorrow, USDA would like to is projecting a cut, rather, by about 65 million bushels in the size of the corn crop. That's what the traders are looking at. If they get a number any bigger than that, 75, 80, does that just give folk, the funds, the speculators, a green light, seeing that we filled 354, both overnight and on day charts, to push this market to 386, just a natural push to there?
Well, yeah, and, you know, what we're basically looking at is, so our audience can understand it, is that if we are looking at something like a 2.5 bushel acre per acre drop in the corn or more, you will see, you know, this continuation of strength in the marketplace. And it's based on a couple things. Probably our, you know, the foreign market is probably, the export market user is probably not covered very well. You're also looking at the feed industry not covered very well. And as a result of that, there's tremendous usage, and the marketplace is going to have to basically do some rationing to take care of the known supply. So these are all of the dynamic issues that are coming into the market. And you know, it's not just corn that's exciting. We got the wheat market, the soybean market. We've got crude oil all excited. And we still are using the issue of grain into alcohol and grain into energy is probably the major boost in the marketplace.
So it sounds like you are suggested there's still quite a bit of upside potential in this corn market.
Well, it sure isn't acting weak, Dave. As of November 11th, 2006 at 9:56 a.m., it's very, very dynamic. The bear has used every excuse in the world to break the market, and it just hasn't worked very well.
If March corn gets above $4, does that mean that beans continue to follow, and do we use the 2-to-1 ratio and expect beans somewhere around $8?
You know, at some point in time, the argument's made that for every acre of corn that gets planted extra, there's that many acres gets not planted in soybeans. And as a result of that, that's the what-if economics, and that's what we're starting to see played out in the pits, corn and soybean pits in Chicago.
Well, we see tomorrow on the report supplies of beans under 600 million because we might see a demand increase.
Well, yeah, and you know, I've been an advocate saying that I don't think the Illinois soybean
right.
crop needs to be raised, and I don't even know whether the Indiana soybean crop needs to be raised or not. Now, I will give, you know, I basically are getting a lot of ideas from our Iowa friends that it was a good soybean crop in that big state, which is prospering a great deal from the ethanol industry as well. And seeing, you know, the Fortune magazine said $200 million more dollars invested in that state than the state of New York, just in investments in energy-related issues. So it is a dynamic thing, and what we're basically saying is it's hard to stop this train on the tracks. It's moving forward very slowly, but it's moving forward, and that's the unfolding issues we're seeing here in this agribusiness economy.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a nice day,
Dave.
You too.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is located in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and look at some current ticks. December wheat in Kansas City now at 534 and a half, up 8 3/4 at the Board of Trade. December wheat at 508 and a half, up 11 and a half. July, 483 and a half, up 4 3/4. December corn, 358 and a half, up 7 1/4. March, 373 and a quarter, up 6 1/2. July, 386, up 7. Red line December, 358 and a half, up 1 3/4. November beans, 666, up 11 1/4. January, 677 3/4, up 10 1/2. July, 702 and a half, up 10. You're listening to WILA Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.